content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Kenny Park Yee for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is the May 2022 edition of the Orange County Department on Aging's monthly newsletter. Welcome to OCDOA Upcoming Programs, our monthly e-news blast featuring select events and classes for the coming month. Programs are listed chronologically by event date, from earliest to latest. To avoid missing registration deadlines, be sure to note the register by dates. We can't wait for you to join us. To register, call or visit the center of your choice unless otherwise indicated in the program description. Passmore Center, 103 Meadowlands Drive in Hillsboro, call 919-245-2015, or Seymour Center at 2551 Homestead Road in Chapel Hill, call 919-968-2070. Register online at orangecountync.gov/online registration. Events on May 3rd. British Icon, Westminster Abbey. Dive into 1100 years of British royal history. Learn about famous weddings, coronations at the Abbey, and the crown jewels. Did you know that Queen Victoria had to have food breaks since the coronation lasted 5 hours? Discover the unexpected people buried at the Abbey, as well as Queen Elizabeth I and Queen Mary Tudor. Presenter Andrew O'Brien. This will be on Tuesday, May 3rd at 10 a.m. It will take place at Passmore, but also hybrid, so there will be in-person and virtual options. To register, call 919-245-2015. Register by Wednesday, April 7th, and there is no fee. The next event is called Dementia. Let's talk about it. Join OCDOA's dementia care specialists for a virtual conversation around topics related to dementia education, living with cognitive change, and being a dementia caregiver. We will provide 15 to 30 minutes of education at the start of the hour, and the remaining time will be spent in conversation, Q&A, and resource sharing around the day's topic. This takes place on Tuesday, May 3rd at 10:15 a.m. The topic will be incontinence and dementia. For information and registration, contact the Aging Helpline at agingtransitions@orangecountync.gov or call 919-968-2087. The next event is called Appreciation Day Party for Mothers. A special gathering with loads of fun as you design a special jewelry piece to add to your collection. There will be live entertainment, gifts, and more. After all, it's your time to shine. Bring your best friend or daughter for a wonderful time. Whether you are a natural or spiritual mother, don't stay home. Look forward to spending time with you. This event is for ladies only. This takes place on Tuesday, May 3rd, from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m., the Seymour Center. To register, call 919-968-2070. Register by Tuesday, April 26th, and there is no fee. The next event is called Hillsboro Memory Cafe. Join us for a free, fun, low-stress social engagement opportunity for people living with dementia and their care partners. This will take place on Tuesday, May 3rd at 2 p.m. at Cup of Joe, 112 West King Street in Hillsboro, North Carolina, zip code 27278. Registration is encouraged by Friday, April 29th. For information or to register, contact Kendall Kopchick at 919-245-4278 or email kkopchick, that's K-K-O-P-C-H-I-C-K, at orangecountync.gov. There's one event set for May 4th, and it's called Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with you. Join us for Star Wars, A New Hope. Minimum of 5 people, maximum of 30. This takes place on Wednesday, May 4th at 2 p.m., located at the Passmore Center. Call 919-245-2015 to register. Register by Wednesday, April 27th. There is no fee for this event. On May 5th, there's an event called Cinco de Mayo, Cooking Demo. In celebration of Cinco de Mayo, our cooking demonstration, led by Isabel Jackson, will include flour tortillas and classic salsa. Samples, to go, will be provided. Minimum of 5 people, maximum of 10. This will take place on Thursday, May 5th at 3 p.m., located at the Passmore Center. Call 919-245-2015 to register. Register by Thursday, April 21st. There's no fee for this event. On May 6th, there's an event called Spring Picnic. Spring is here, and there's no better way to enjoy it than having a picnic. This event will mark another joyous occasion of the spring season with great food, fun activities, and a host of prizes. Event is co-sponsored with Chapel Hill Parks and Recreation. This will take place Friday, May 6th, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. It will take place at Seymour Outdoors. Call 919-968-2070 to register. Register by Friday, April 29th. There's no fee for this event. On May 9th, there's an event called Mother's Day Recognition. In honor of Mother's Day, women are invited to a brunch on our patio. Spend time together getting to know other women and share a little about the special women in your life who made you the person you are today. This will be on Monday, May 9th at 10:30 a.m. It will be located at Passmore. Call 919-245-2015 to register. Register by Monday, May 2nd, and there's no fee for this event. The next event is called Chapel Hill Memory Cafe. Join us for a free, fun, low-stress social engagement opportunity for people living with dementia and their care partners. This event will take place on Monday, May 9th at 11 a.m. at Brugger's Bagels at 1800 East Franklin Street in Chapel Hill. Registration is encouraged by Thursday, May 5th. For more information or to register, contact Kendall Kopchick at 919-245-4278 or email kkopchick@orangecountync.gov. On May 10th, there's an event called Cholesterol and Glucose Screening. Come have your glucose and cholesterol levels screened at this free clinic offered by the nursing staff from Fit Feet, sponsored by Orange County Health Department. This will take place on Tuesday, May 10th, from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. at Passmore. Call 919-245-2015. Register by Tuesday, May 3rd, and there's no fee for this event. The next event takes place on May 11th, and it's called Diabetes, Facts and Myths. There are many popular myths about diabetes and its management. Join Ellen Davis at the Seymour Center to learn some facts you should know about diabetes. Virtual link provided after registration. This event is on Wednesday, May 11th, from 1 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. It'll be located at Seymour, but also hybrid. Call 919-968-2070 to register. Register by Wednesday, May 4th, and there's no fee for this event. The next event is called Recycle Right, Reduce, and Reuse More. Interested in learning how to reduce the waste you generate, explore ways to reuse everyday items, and recycle properly? We will cover the county's recycling program in detail and the specialty recycling services offered at the waste and recycling centers. Discover new practices to reduce your waste in ways that fit your lifestyle. Hosted by Kyra Lavau from OC Solid Waste. Minimum of 10 people, maximum of 25. This event takes place Wednesday, May 11th from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. at Passmore, but also hybrid. Call 919-245-2015 to register. Register by Wednesday, May 4th. There's no fee for this event. The next event is called Five Wishes. It's more than just a document. Join our instructors, Sheila Evans and Ann Weston, as they walk you through the importance of discussing and documenting your care and comfort choices with the Five Wishes. The Five Wishes is more than just a document. It's about connecting families, learning to communicate with our healthcare providers, and supporting our community members using advanced directives. This takes place Wednesday, May 11th, from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. at the Seymour Center. There's no fee for this event. To register, register by Monday, May 9th, and call 919-968-2070. On May 12th, there's an event called Trophy Husbands. Piano player Michael DeBertolo and writer Mary Fitzpatrick explore the world of older men in this Storytime musical review of American pop culture. Canada will be discussed, so your expectations may vary. Minimum of 15 people, maximum of 30. This takes place Thursday, May 12th at 4 p.m. at the Passmore Center. Call 919-245-2015. Register by Thursday, April 28th, and there is no fee for this event. On May 13th, there's an event called Vehicle Safety Maintenance. Everyone wants to maintain a safe vehicle, and there are a few things that should be checked on a regular basis, such as tires. During this class, we will show you how to use battery cables, check your tire tread and air pressure, wipers, water, oil, and windshield reservoir. Minimum of 15 people, maximum of 25. This will take place Friday, May 13th at 10:30 a.m. at the Passmore Center. Call 919-245-2015 to register. Register by Friday, April 29th. There is no fee for this event. The next event is called Wine Glass Painting. Invite a friend or two for this fun wine glass painting craft with Robin Balin. You will paint your design on your glass and leave with your very own custom wine glass. Minimum of 5 people, maximum of 8. This will take place Friday, May 13th at 2 p.m. at the Passmore Center. Call 919-245-2015 to register. Register by Friday, May 6th, and there's a $5 fee for this event. The next event takes place on May 14th, and it's called Arts and Craft with Grand Friends. We invite you and your kiddos to join us for an intergenerational community event, Arts and Crafts with Grand Friends. Please join us for music, multiple craft stations, and an opportunity to rediscover all the wonderful programs and services offered by the Department on Aging. We will wrap up the event with a delicious lunch sponsored by the Orange County Sheriff's Office. This event takes place Saturday, May 14th, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. There's no fee for this event. It will take place at the Passmore Center. Please register by Tuesday, May 10th by calling 919-245-2015. The next event is called Passmore Spring Celebration. We are here for you. We're celebrating Older Americans Month by highlighting all of our programs, classes, and events. This event is for the whole family and will offer activities for all ages, including arts and crafts with grand friends. Enjoy food and music as you rediscover all of the wonderful programs and services provided by the Department on Aging. This event takes place Saturday, May 14th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Passmore Center. Call 919-245-2015 to register. Please register by Friday, May 6th, and there's no fee for this event. The next event takes place on May 16th, and it's called Traveling Memories. In June, we'll be showcasing the Seymour Center community's special Travel in the USA souvenirs and stories. Bring in your items from May 16th through May 27th for inclusion in our lobby's secured display case. At the end of June, we'll gather to share stories and a fun Travel in the USA trivia quiz. All submissions and participants will receive a gift towards their next travel experience. This event runs from May 16th to May 27th, from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Seymour Center. Call 919-968-2070 to register. Please register by Monday, May 9th. There's no fee for this event. The next event is called Caregiver Education Series, Managing Incontinence. Incontinence is a challenge that often comes along with caregiving, but rarely one we talk about. Together, we will learn about medical explanations for incontinence and tools to manage. This event takes place Monday, May 16th, from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. at the Seymour Center. For more information, contact Kendall Kopchick at KKOPCHICK at orangecountync.gov or call 919-245-4278. The next event takes place on May 17th, and it's called Dementia. Let's talk about it. Join OCDOA's Dementia Care Specialists for a virtual conversation around topics related to dementia education, living with cognitive change, and being a dementia caregiver. We will provide 15 to 30 minutes of education at the start of the hour, and the remaining time will be spent in conversation, Q&A, and resource sharing around the day's topic. This will take place Tuesday, May 17th at 10:15 a.m. The topic will be How to Slow Down for Your Loved One. For information or to register, contact Kendall Kopchick at 919-245-4278 or email kkopchick at orangecountync.gov. The next event is called Chapel Hill Murals with artist Michael Brown. Meet renowned local mural artist Michael Brown, who will present and discuss his work, including the Chapel Hill murals that have become downtown landmarks. Minimum of 8 people, maximum of 26. This event will take place on Tuesday, May 17th, from 1:30 to 2:30 p.m. at the Seymour Center. Call 919-968-2070 to register. Please register by Tuesday, May 10th, and there is no fee for this event. The next event takes place on May 18th, and it's called Blamora, Lunchtime Concert. Come listen to this talented acoustic duo with their beautiful arrangements inspired by folk, country, bluegrass, and Americana. Enjoy strong melodies and harmonies, along with the sound of guitars, mandolin, and electronic foot percussion. Bring lunch and a folding chair, or enjoy from your car. Minimum of 10 people, maximum of 75. This will take place Wednesday, May 18th, from 11:15 a.m. to 12:15 p.m. This will take place at Seymour Outdoors. Call 919-968-2070 to register. Please register by Wednesday, May 11th. There is no fee for this event. The next event is called Outsmart the Scammer. Scams are very real and can cost you your identity and money. Scammers are very clever and know how to get information before you even realize it has happened. Join Sergeant Nick Chalenza with the Hillsborough Police Department and learn about local scams and how to protect you and your family. Minimum of 5 people, maximum of 15. This will take place Wednesday, May 18th at 3 p.m. This will take place at the Passmore Center. Call 919-245-2015 to register. Please register by Wednesday, May 4th. There is no fee for this event. On May 19th, there's an event called Lunch and Learn Engaging Topics. This month's topic is Aging Gut and GI Disorders. With over 40 years of experience, Dr. Wilson will discuss the, quote, aging gut, how underlying issues can cause changes, medications that cause side effects, how to recognize problems early, and important diet and preventative measures. A to-go lunch will be provided. Minimum of 15 people, maximum of 22. This will take place Thursday, May 19th, from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. This will take place at Seymour, hybrid, so there will be in-person and virtual options. To register, call 919-968-2070. Please register by Thursday, May 12th. There's no fee for this event. The next event is called We Are Here For You event. This year for Older Americans Month, our Seymour Center family invites you to come out to our community-wide event, We Are Here For You. This exciting outreach will showcase center programs including special activities, classes, wellness demonstrations, live entertainment, facility tours, and more. Also, on the same day, support and enjoy the Seymour Friends Books and Games Sale event. This happens on Saturday, May 21st from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. It takes place at Seymour Outdoors. To register, call 919-968-2070. Please register by Saturday, May 14th, and there's no fee for this event. On May 23rd, there's an event called Memory Cafe on the Move. Join us for a free, fun, low-stress social engagement opportunity for people living with dementia and their care partners. This will take place Monday, May 23rd at 1 p.m. at the Carolina Basketball Museum, located at 50 Skipper Bowles Drive in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Please register by Thursday, May 19th at 5 p.m. For more information or to register, contact Kendall Kopchick by phone at 919-245-4278 or email Kendall at kkopchick@orangecountync.gov. The next event is called Violin Recital. The violin and viola students of Simon Ertz and Nonoko Okada present their Spring 2022 concert. The concert will feature a selection of string works played by talented local student musicians playing their first post-pandemic public concert. This event takes place on Monday, May 23rd, from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. It'll take place at Seymour. Please call 919-968-2070 to register. And please register by Monday, May 16th. There is no fee for this event. The next event takes place on May 24th. And it's called Digestive Help with Essential Oils. If you have ever wondered what could help with digestion, join Kim Petrides, doTERRA wellness advocate, to learn more about the benefits of essential oils. Maximum of 10 people. This takes place Tuesday, May 24th at 10 a.m. at the Passmore Center. To register, call 919-245-2015, and please register by Tuesday, May 19th. There is no fee for this event. The next event is called Acrylic Painting for Beginners. Join artist Dan Eubanks and learn the basics of painting with acrylics. Instruction will include color application and blending, as well as working with the back, middle, and foreground of your painting. You don't need to be able to draw to learn how to paint and create beautiful artwork. Contact the front desk at 919-245-2015 for a list of supplies. Minimum of 4 people, maximum of 8. Session 4 runs from Tuesday, May 24th through June 14th at 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. It will take place at the Passmore Center. To register, please call 919-245-2015 and please register by Tuesday, May 17th. There is a $40 fee to register for this event. On May 25th, there's an event called Rock of Ages. Come out and rock with us to kick off Memorial Day weekend. Enjoy a variety of rock songs from the 70s, 80s, and the 90s performed by local artists from the Triangle. A delicious dinner will be provided following the performance. Minimum of 15 people, maximum of 25. This event will take place on Wednesday, May 25th from 4:30 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. at Seymour Outdoors. To register, call 919-968-2070. Please register by Wednesday, May 18th. There is no fee for this event. On May 26th, there's an event called Simplify Your Spending and Savings Strategies. Presentation designed to help you bring balance to your budget. You'll learn more about setting personal financial goals, balancing saving, spending, and borrowing to achieve your goals, strategies for controlling debt and improving credit scores, and practical saving options for now through retirement. This event takes place on Thursday, May 26th from 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the Seymour Center. To register, please call 919-968-2070. Please register by Thursday, May 26th, and there's no fee for this event. The final event for this newsletter is on May 27th, and it's called Kites for Spring for Mandarin speakers. Come DIY, do it yourself, your own kite, and fly it in the sweet breezes of spring. This event takes place Friday, May 27th from 9:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. at the Seymour Center. Please call 919-968-2070 to register. Please register by Friday, May 20th, and there's no fee for this event. To avoid missing registration deadlines, please be sure to note the register by dates. To register, call or visit the center of your choice unless otherwise indicated in the program description. The Passmore Center is located at 103 Meadowlands Drive in Hillsboro. You can call 919-245-2015. The Passmore Center's hours are from Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. The Seymour Center is located at 2551 Homestead Road in Chapel Hill. Call 919-968-2070. Their hours from Monday to Thursday are 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., and then for Friday and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Or you can register online at www.orangecountync.gov/online-registration. Aging Transitions Services. Aging Helpline. Call the Aging Helpline at 919-968-2087 to talk to trained staff about any aging-related issue. You may also email agingtransitions@orangecountync.gov. We try to find answers to all of your questions and link you to the services that you need. Helpline hours are 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., Monday through Friday. There's also a Chinese and Spanish language aging helpline. To speak to the staff in Mandarin, call 919-245-4275. To leave a message in Spanish, call 919-245-4245. And to learn more, visit us online at www.orangecountync.gov/aging. We've run out of time for today's episode of the Orange County Department on Aging's monthly newsletter. Please be sure to tune in next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Kenny Parkey for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. The Orange County Department on Aging newsletter is available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.